It's 4:45, Wednesday, December 7th. We'll call the Labor Relations Committee meeting to order. President Steve Almond.
Sean Meske.
Dennis Anderson.
Janelle Summers.
Mike McGuire.
Bridget Buckingham.
And Mr. Christensen should be arriving shortly, we hope. Bridget, you have an update for us?
I do. Last time we were together, you asked me to put together the recommendations of salary ranges from Springstead's compensation and classification study with our internal pay grades and point range system. So that is just what I did. Here are the results. And that was just for those positions that were in the classification study. We are going to use it as our supervisor and director salary structure as well. Okay. With the approval of tonight's.
I'm kind of curious, maybe one of you would know. So number 13, range, pay grade 13. Mm-hmm. So what was that ever in? Have we ever had someone in there, or no? Would that be like an assistant city administrator? I wouldn't think that'd be hired.
I don't. I think that was a. I don't.
Assistant.
I don't know if we ever had anybody in 13.
Oh. It would be.
But
for
we could slot somebody in if we had something that
could slot
in
there.
Yeah, and my theory or my experience would say you would put if you had an assistant city administrator. Or you had a city attorney on staff.
Oh, sure.
Either one of those two positions would fall into that.
Probably.
That
grade. We did have a city attorney.
Yep.
That was a city employee.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been.
This was about 6-8 years ago, mm-hmm. So that's possible.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the asterisks, of course, I will remove those when I place them into the agreements upon. Negotiation with each group. But those are I just put those there tonight for your review or your knowledge to know that those were the three positions that you previously recommended to be upgraded, the salary amounts. And so under the current wage range, it shows that new salary that they're going to be at after January 1. Okay?
If I may?
Sure, go ahead.
Start from the beginning. We had when we got this information from Springstead, did they have like 16 or 17?
They had 15.
They had 15. So
position pay grade from the pay grade 1 to 15.
Okay.
Okay. And for this group, the pay grade starts at 6. So that's why you see 6 and not the number 1.
Okay, that's okay. What I thought. So
yeah.
So how did you then consolidate theirs into ours? You had to take one out and somehow move numbers around internally somehow?
What they did was they took our current wage column. If you look at our current wage, they kind of put that into their in between the mid and max. Okay, they put it somewhere in there based on their study. That's where it fell. So they created this min, mid, and max, and then they used grades 1 through 15. They didn't have points within those.
Okay.
That goal. Because
right,
when we
right.
do an evaluation, it's based on points.
I understand.
And then we apply it to a grade. So what we needed to do with Springstead's recommendation was apply our pay grade and our point system to that salary range that you guys approved last meeting. Okay?
So I think what Dennis is asking, how did we get from their number of grades to ours? You had to eliminate one, right? Or add one, I forget.
Not really, because there were they had the open spot on there. Or I put the open spot on there because we had it on ours.
Oh, okay.
On range 13. So not really. I didn't have to eliminate anyone.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Then
yeah.
Because I thought, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Does that make sense now? No, sorry if I wasn't following you.
Yeah. I think you had two of us confused.
Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Good question.
So as far as adjustments or review of these, do you have any recommendations on any changes at this time? Do you feel?
I just recommend, you know, like I said, to adopt, you know, Springstead's salary range with our current in-house pay scale that we use, pay range and point system that we use. That is off of the Hewitt system that these points are. We can change that grading, that pay structure, pay range structure, but at this point I don't want to do that. I mean, it's more important to get these salaries in line and keep our points and pay grade with it. Maybe down the line we'll feel differently, but right now I'm just asking for your approval on the salary structure for the supervisor and directors groups.
And at some point we'll have to come back with where people would fit within.
Yeah.
And we should come back with some type of plan that, you know, what's reasonable for someone to be up towards the max, you know, after 20
right.
years of doing
right.
a good job, probably.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, or you know, whatever the case might be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And workloads.
Yeah, workload.
But I do think that the evaluation performance review has got to be a part of
yep.
being
yeah.
allowed to get there.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah, that's the inflationary issue.
Okay. Yep.
Go ahead, Sean. Could you explain, as I'm looking at this, specifically the accounting supervisor?
Mm-hmm.
And public works supervisor, as I look through the position points that are listed,
mm-hmm.
why are they outside of the position point range that's listed first?
Well, the accounting supervisor, the position was at 351, and then the salary was set, you know, too low,
sure.
and then we rescored it at 351. To put her back, you know, to move her up one, she would be out of the recommended salary range. So I'm going to take another look at the scoring to see where there might be adjustments needed. That's just her current score. So that's not going to be part of your salary structure.
Okay.
I'm just putting it in here to show you where it was.
The new scoring should fall within the range
right.
that's recommended.
Mm-hmm. Right,
okay.
right, right,
right.
And it will. I just wanted you to see where it currently was.
Right.
So how big a project is that? Are you gonna rescore the committee?
No.
That you have? Going to rescore everybody or what?
Not everybody. Just where I see that they're out of range here, you know. Because we've got some, as we've talked before, we've got some positions that are...
Compression,
thank you. I was losing the word there.
Yeah.
You know, so we got to take a look at that, too. So I just did this for your benefit today.
Okay, all right, because I see the police captain is another one. And
yeah.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're all finished, it'll all conform.
Yes, yes. It has to.
That would be good.
yeah.
Are there, at the next stage,
mm-hmm.
Are you going to be reviewing... responsibilities or duties or shifting any responsibilities or duties?
It hasn't been talked about yet.
Okay.
Not for all. Well, I shouldn't say that. We've talked about it for some positions, but
mm-hmm.
we're kind of, you know, just getting this all together, and then we'll take a look at
that later.
Because I've thought of it, so thanks for bringing that up, you know.
Well, some we have, you know, like Kevin, city or clerk, finance, or... Treasurer. You know, that position was changed significantly,
right.
so we re-looked at it. And
mm-hmm.
I forget, but Kevin was up considerably in the points, maybe at 11 or something.
He was at
the... And where Judy, because of the change in duties,
mm-hmm.
you know, significantly lower.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I ask that is that there's sometimes employees in my business, people are would come in and ask for more responsibilities, knowing that along with that would come
sure.
an increase in salary.
Sure.
And I think that's great.
Yeah.
You know,
and
if that's encouraged and there's some people that want to take on
right.
that responsibility or shift things around as long
yeah.
as it doesn't
sure.
affect the other individual. I mean, that's your job, but
mm-hmm.
I always appreciate good employees that would like to take on a new challenge. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know
I've talked about that with a few employees already.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's great.
to improve, you know, what can we do to help you improve your position? What do you need, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah.
So we need a motion to approve this as presented then? Is that what?
I probably shouldn't have used that word presented. I'm sorry. I guess I was just getting wordy there.
No.
Because, you know, essentially the current points is not going to be part of the salary structure that they'll see in the agreements. So I guess, you know, if you want to take that word out, presented for the positions and just period.
So just to refresh my memory, last time all we did was made dollar recommendations on
the three positions. Correct.
We, by inference, we didn't adopt that whole thing. We just did those three, really.
Well, you then tasked me to apply our points and our pay grade to Springstead's recommended salary range.
Okay.
And that's what I did. Yeah. And that's what I'm asking for approval from.
Well, my understanding, though, but in what we did with those three positions is now we have nobody that falls below
the minimum
on Springstead's salary schedule.
Correct.
Well, not totally true. We have one that
according to theirs,
over 3 years.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, but I mean, we're gonna
We'll correct that.
Yeah. We clearly have a foundation.
We have a foundation to work with upon your approval. That is.
Well, I would move approval of the salary structure.
Second.
Any further discussion? If not, we'll call for the question. All in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Good job.
Thank you.
That was long awaited.
It's been long.
It took hours to do.
How many years, Dennis?
We fought this for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time.
Well, hopefully.
I've seen it happen in months, so well done.
and then it got delayed getting it after it was almost done.
From spring
to get it started, it was a long time. But
is there any unfinished business, council or staff?
Not that I have.
Future meeting dates?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. It'll be next year. So
probably next year.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Is that a thing that I should bring up now? Or I don't know where that should go.
This?
Yeah, that note.
I don't think it really applies to the...
It doesn't. Okay.
Labor Committee.
All right. Motion adjourned. We're adjourned.
All right.
But I will talk to you on this.
Thanks for coming in for 15 minutes.
Now, is this something that you want back? It will be included in the council packet.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be public. You don't,
I was just thinking maybe you don't want it. Those position points are on there.
Right, I am going to remove those, you know. So.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Good point, Sean. Thank you.
Yep. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Keep warm.
Yeah, I think so.
You could have started your car.
I know, I kept telling you that. Did you turn this off?
You gotta hit the button.
I'm telling you.